This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's spring, and I just love it when a season reveals itself, not necessarily from a calendar date, but or in this case, you know, like the spring equinox. I mean, you can just feel it coming, and of course, I want to rush it. Come on, spring. But for me, it wasn't until a day or two or three after the spring equinox that I felt spring. I can't point to anything specific. It just felt like spring, and I think that's the way it's supposed to be. But it's spring on the land that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ohuahlote. Spring in the grasslands, spring in the woodlands. Nighttimes are chilly in the 30s, daytimes warm in the 60s. Oh, and we had some rain, a little bit of rain over winter. So I searched the ground around our place, identifying the small basal leaves, the tiny rosettes of little annuals and perennials coming up, the primrose, the fillery, exotic fillery, toadflax, fiddleneck. Oh, Mexican poppies are blooming. Oh, a favorite, leafy basal leaf plant, short flower stalks, tiny white flowers. Cool botanical name, Plagiobothrus arizonicus, Arizona popcorn flower. Here's what's cool about Plagiobothrus arizonicus in the borage family, Boraginaceae. There's a purple dye in the leaves and in the root too, but you can see it in the leaves. And if you rub those leaves, the dye comes off as red in your fingers. Another common name, by the way, is bloodroot. But I remember reading this years ago. I thought this was so wonderful that sheep graze on popcorn flour. And to me, that just brought up this wonderful image of a sheep with red lips. Anyway, so cute. Anyway, what else am I seeing? Pale wolfberry, the plant. Pale wolfberry is leafed out. No doubt will flower in April. Large funnel-shaped flowers, white with green, purple streaks. Beautiful and common. It's everywhere. On the land where we live, there's a not-so-common penstemon. Not-so-common in the borderlands, I should say. Penstemon findleri. There's a stand of Findler's penstemon, 25, 30 plants on our land. I have some difficulty saying our land. I mean, we own it, but honestly, we're just sort of passing through. So we got a good rental rate on it. That's what we got. Anyway, blue-green basal leaves on this penstemon, and very soon a flower stalk, 1 foot, foot and a half tall. It's not a real tall penstemon. Purple flowers with subtle dark streaks, purple streaks on the lower lobes. The flower is quite open, so hello, pollinators. And it's easy to see the sterile stamen, the bearded sterile stamen with that big open flower. The genus name, penstemon, it's a combination of a Latin word and a Greek word. The Latin part, the first part means almost, and then the Greek is the stamen, stamen. So it's almost a stamen. Isn't that cool? The sterile stamen, I'm rushing myself here, is called a staminode. Staminode. Now you know. Okay, the specific epithet, findleri, honors Augustus Findler, American botanist. He collected all over the southwestern United States. There are so many species of southwestern natives honoring Augustus Findler. In April, you can find penstemon findleri blooming, flowering away from 4,000 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation in southeastern Arizona. One of 36, 37, 38 species of penstemon found in Arizona. You could collect the whole set. You could. Hey, it's spring in the borderlands, and the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.